Blog Talk Radio.
Show. I am your host, Big Bap. Man, I hope you guys had an incredible week so far. We are back with the Wild West Wednesday show. We are in season 5, and I just wanted to tell y'all, we're going to vibe a little bit this time around, y'all. We ain't going to be too stressed about what we got going on. We're not going to disrespect nobody all the way on purpose, but we're going to enjoy ourselves. Because I was looking back at this past weekend, and the saddest thing that I was looking at was the reflection that I had of Martin Luther King's celebration. And the devastating thing that I realized is, although we have shattered through the glass ceiling of materialistic success, still haven't reached the depth of Martin Luther King's I Have a Dream speech. And one of the things that I realized is, as I was talking to people, the biggest disconnect in this generation with past generations is the level of connectivity that they have with Martin Luther King. And the reason why I say this is because a lot of kids when we were in school, let me give you this. Most kids when we were in school has heard the entire I Have a Dream speech. The sad part in America is that most children have only heard the I Have a Dream speech from the version that starts at I Have a Dream. And what most people don't understand, you miss half of the speech if you start at I Have a Dream. You miss the importance, you miss the fabric. You miss the meat. You miss the potato. You miss whatever it is that you want to say that holds it together. You miss all of that if you don't clairvoyantly understand the significance of what he was saying it in, the time period in the 1960s in which he was saying it in, the racial unrest in which he was saying it in, the cultural bias that he was saying it in, and then you have generations today that want to claim their protest as being the same as our protest, and our protest hasn't shifted since the 60s. Our protest hasn't shifted since slavery, and we don't want to talk about the glass ceiling. Thank you, CEO. The CEO just gave me a lifesaver, guys, so she's saving my life right now. Because I had things I was going to say to y'all, but she put a lifesaver in my mouth, so I'm going to chew it for her. Because the CEO felt like I should have a lifesaver. Because you know what, guys? Some of us need a lifesaver. Uh-oh, hold on, y'all. I think I know this number right here. Let me see who this is peeking around the. Who's that peeking in my window? Pie.
It's me.
Nobody. Now, Lucy, what a doo-doo.
Hi.
Oh, you got that nasty Rona?
No, it ain't a Morion.
Oh, you ain't get a Morion? Who you got?
No, it ain't a Morion. It's called snow.
Oh, you in that frozen tundra.
Yeah. And it's supposed to snow again tomorrow. I mean Friday.
Oh, no, see. Oh, no. See, they asked me. See, people ask me, why did you move to Florida? I said, it had nothing to do with the summer.
Baby, look here. This cold here.
Oh.
It's something different.
Oh.
It hit a little different.
Ooh, can I get a woo chow for the people in the back?
Woo chow.
Ooh, we missed you. What you been doing since we've been off the air? What's going on? The production manager is waving fiercely in the back.
Hi, I'm waving too. Hey.
What's been going on? What's been good in the hood? What's new? Talk to the people. Listen, baby, we've been gone. They don't even understand. Me and you ain't even been talking. We've been in the back grinding. So y'all, when she update me, she updating y'all. So baby, update me. What's been going on?
Okay, so firstly, everybody knows, you know, I had some family issues. I had like 6 deaths in the family, so I did move back to South Carolina. I moved back. I started remodeling my house. I'm actually still working on that because I'm doing the work myself, and I am revamping my brand, making it bigger, better, more professional and clean looking. And I am set to relaunch on my 2-year anniversary.
Hold on. We got the clap on that, ma'am. Give it to him.
You might want to go to the doctor, baby. I'm just playing.
What is this you're doing now? Oh, listen, I have to ask. Listen, Lucy, the production manager just handed me a glass. I had to ask. I'm like, what's in this? But baby, if they don't know about Uppity Edibles, tell them.
Oh,
hey, she gets you right. Listen, she gets you right. Listen.
Woo, champ.
Man,
them wings,
listen,
though.
listen. Let me tell you. Thank you, Elizabeth. I appreciate it. Yes, ma'am. I'll take that out. She's bringing me the listen. So you know how much I clean, right? So she just brought me this trash bag. Like this has trash in it. Can you take this out tonight? Let me say this, guys, because people who don't know me and haven't gotten to know me personally don't realize that one of the things that I take pride in is being a parent, but I take pride in being around people who take pride in being a parent. And I want you guys to realize this, because, Helen, a lot of people don't realize, and my wife told me this past year, and she said, I'm going to say this, and I want you to take this not the right, wrong way. And she said, you are too damn humble. And I said, no, I'm not. Like, we had a whole argument about it. She goes, yes, you are. And I says, why? She says, because everything that you do, you don't take any credit for it. You don't look for credit. You don't seek credit. You don't ask for credit. And I had to explain to her, I said, I don't want credit. I want people to be better. And Helen, I said a lot to say a little, but what people don't understand is when you went through what you went through with that shift, a lot of people was worried about hitting me in my inbox and my DM talking about, well, BAP, I mean, Helen moving back, what is that going to do for you? Nigga, I don't give a fuck about no show.
Oh, wow.
Like, I had to go off on people about you. I'm like, yo, I don't give a fuck. That's my friend first. I don't give no care about making no money. If my dog ain't good, I ain't good.
Baby, family first. So I had to make that sacrifice for my family. My people was dropping. I had to come on home.
Baby, it ain't even no
my kids. My kids are flourishing. They got straight A's in school right now. Like, I'm proud as hell as a mother right now. Like, straight A's across the board.
Across the board.
All three of them.
What was the first thing I told you? I said, baby, don't give up your home station. Your home station is the most important. That was the very first conversation we ever had. And when I tell you, I'm proud of you. No. Let me say this.
I got to say this too. I know that and I appreciate that, but a lot of people don't realize that move was what it took for me to come out of my box, out of my shell, to stop doubting myself, to have confidence in myself and my expertise and the things that that move did what the hell it was supposed to do. Because not only that, have I not stepped out the box, I got goddamn butt-naked pictures of me on the fucking internet in a fucking tattoo contest, and I'm second fucking place. So they can miss me with that, because the old Helen would have never had the confidence to do no shit like that.
Wait, First of all, Helen, I live with you for like a month. Ma'am, I ain't never seen you nothing naked. And you tell it, wait a minute. No, because people have to understand this. Because when Helen got there, Helen was like, well, what changes? I said, nothing changed for me. I said, when I come here, I get naked, I take a shower, I cook, I do whatever. You could do whatever you want. So, you know, Helen decided she wanted to be a girl and come around there all cute and stuff like, I'm like, Helen, you got tattoos, you got piercings, you done probably had your butt watch rubbed on, all types of stuff. You done had children. I know you done had a pap smear.
No.
You done got fitted for a bra. Ma'am, stop acting like we ain't adults.
I know, that's what I'm saying, but, you know, that move and coming to a realization, taking out all of the distractions that's around me back at home, it took me getting away from back home to come into Helen, to step into my full Leo. Because my full Leo, but now, baby, fuck everybody, because it's all about me. I was so focused on everybody else and pleasing everybody else. Right now, I've stepped into me, stepping on next. I don't care who feelings get hurt, because I've been docile too long.
Ooh. Well, listen,
I've been crying all day. So yeah.
Oh. Listen, we're gonna talk about that. Yeah, we're gonna take a quick commercial break. So they said. I don't think they really understand, like, who some people are in music. And people be like, well, you know, I don't understand why certain people get the credit and the certain things that they get. So I was playing this song early, and I think it's important that I play this song for y'all as we go into this next commercial break. And we're going to be right back with my girl Lucy on the ones and twos. So we will be right back.
Yeah. Traumatic pains in the attics and pains. It's like watching a movie through a panoramic screen, which means I can see the whole planet in the scene. Cash is the topic, the object of fat a pocket. Some take the crack and chop it, but those that haven't got to take away to add a profit. It's catastrophic. I take the gat and cock it, and I sit back and watch it. These New York streets are dumb. I keep it dumb. The world is mine, and can't nobody keep it from me. Yo, my neighborhood is never sunny. In a place where the number one cause of death is money. You can try to. Enough shit to leave your frame of mind broken. I'm still alive and smoking. Another 100 years till my sky's closing, and I'ma die with my eyes open. The watcher, the watcher, the watcher, the watcher, the watcher.
I know. It ain't hard to see that you can't see me. You try, but what you think you saw ain't what you thought you saw. You better off not looking at all.
Get my clothes, keep the same as before. Keep my mind used to know, just don't know me no more. But everywhere that I go, I got people I know. You got people.
just too late.
All right, y'all, let's get back into it real quick. Before we bring Helen back on the air, we got to do Black History is World History. And one of the things that I want to talk about that people don't understand is interracial marriages is not new in America. Interracial marriages was actually outlawed in America, and it was outlawed in America in 1964. And here's just a little bit of information about that process, just so you guys could have a little background history about the banning of interracial marriaging and it not being overturned until 1967. During the 17th and early 18th century, the growing number of interracial marriages, also known as miscegenation between whites and blacks, led to the passage of a new law. The first miscegeneration law enacted was in the colony of Maryland in 1964, and additional colonies quickly followed suit. These marriages were prohibited and penalized, included the enslavement, exile, or imprisonment of the white perpetrator. These laws grew and evolved over the years, and attempts were even made to modify the Constitution to ban interracial marriages in all states. It would take 300 years for this law to be overturned. In 1967, Richard Loving, a white man, and Mildred Jeter, a black woman, were married in the District of Columbia. When they returned home to Virginia, they were arrested and convicted of violating the state's anti-miscegenation law. They each faced a year in jail, and their case went to the Supreme Court. The Supreme Court found in their favor of the Lovings in the famous trial of Loving versus Virginia. They ruled that prohibiting interracial marriage on the state and local level was unconstitutional. That meant that marriages between races were legal in the country for the first time since 1964. In year 2000, Alabama became the last state to officially legalize interracial marriage by removing the unenforceable ban that was still contained in their state constitution. The famous case about interracial relationships that changed the course of history. And I brought that up because bring in Helen for this. I brought that up and I didn't even realize Helen was going to be on the show when I brought this. But what a lot of people don't realize is I often get mad at black people for focusing on black history only being about slavery, because there was history in the world and in the United States before and after slavery. And what people only focus on is they focus on that downtrodden era. And what I try to get people to understand is not that it has gone away. I am from the Carolinas. There are still sides of the track that people don't go on.
Okay.
To this day. Like, you don't have to act like it. It's fact. But what
you
I
don't
need
even drive
to
them hoes.
This is what we're dealing with in this time and in this generation is nothing different than what our ancestors went through and what our great ancestors have gone through. But, y'all, it still requires action. One of the things Helen will tell you is a lot of people who are looking at where me and those around us are getting ready to elevate. Helen, how hard was I on y'all?
Depending on the day.
Like sometimes I know you question, was I really your friend on some days?
Some days I wanted to bust you in the head. Like them early mornings. Like I wanted to just like pop, pop, pop.
And I'm not mad at you, but without me physically doing it for you, where are you at today?
Baby, look here. Where am I at today, baby? I'm down to 160 pounds, baby.
Oh, Ma'am, fine.
I am in a size 9. Do you kidding me?
Ma'am. Come
you
on, somebody.
Y'all, I be trying to tell people, but they want to make excuses. I said, baby, it's the small changes that do the work.
I see. See, people act like, let me tell you something. So, you know, I hired Kalisha this year. She officially became my executive administrative assistant. I start my security company officially launched. You know, everybody thought that was a joke when I was talking about that, right? So we've launched. We've just completed our first contract at the beginning of the year. We enrolled 130 students and took, 129 because one failed the piss test. But we're doing positive things in the community. We're helping matriculate income in the community. We're helping make sure that Black people have gainful employment, that they have bosses and supervisors and owners and politicians and law enforcement. We have to be a part of this process. Y'all, if we're not a part of this process, you cannot complain about when it doesn't go in your favor.
This is very true.
Y'all are talking about, the man is against me. Baby, yes, they are. They want you to fail. Don't tell me, I think they're against me. They are. They have no intent and no end purposes of helping you if you don't get up off your butt. But, if you go get up off your butt and do a little bit, you will be surprised at the amount of hands that will be reaching back to help you if you get up and do something.
Very true.
See, because they get mad at me at my fee. One girl laughed at me when she she wanted to do a little dinner party and whatever. It was going to be for about 50 people, and she wanted a security person, and I quoted her a price of like I was going to do it for like $500, and she laughed at me. Helen, she laughed. Like I still got the inbox. She laughed at me, and I said, ma'am, for what I would charge just for that same amount to go through my actual business for my employees to get that same amount, ma'am, that would have been $1,100 just off rip. And I said, ma'am, first of all, you ain't gonna find nobody who can cook better than me. And I don't care. And I had to say that because I have been so humble. Do you know I've had people actually, Helen, I've had people have my food in the last so many years. And literally when they've come to me to ask me if I could cater to them, Helen, they asked me if I was even capable of catering a party of just like a couple of hundred people. And I'm like, y'all don't understand. Mm-hmm. Helen, they don't understand what I do with food, do they?
Hell no, because, baby, put you in a coma.
Ooh. Y'all, we're going to take a quick commercial break because we still got stuff to get into. I love y'all. We're going to come back, y'all. I got my favorite person that we're going to bring on here. Helen, you're going to remember this voice when we come back after this commercial break. Guys, listen. If a person don't accept you for what you got going on and they don't look at you and let you look at the mirror and see you how you see yourself and they don't love you, they're not for you, guys. This song right here is just a little self-heal and a self-love in this time because we all need it just a little bit. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
I'm a train wreck in the morning. I'm a bitch in the afternoon. Every now and then without warning, I can be really mean for you. I'm a puzzle, yes indeed. Ever come freeway. And all the pieces aren't even in the fire. And yet, you see the picture clear as day. I don't know why you love me. And let's love.
Two of my favorite people on the line tonight, y'all. I want y'all to know I got DJ AJ and I got Helen in the building. Production manager, give me both of them right now. Because DJ AJ, you know Helen let them people see her whole booty hole?
What?
Not my whole booty hole. Now, wait
a
minute.
Are you
serious?
Hey,
no.
DJ
AJ,
the whole booty hole. She gave it to him.
She must have had to get a wax. What happened? Please tell me the story.
Helen, tell them the story.
Okay, so a few nights, you know, I was scrolling the interwebs, and I seen a post for Ink Magazine. They're looking for the new cover girl for 2022. So me being me, I was like, you know what? I'm going to apply. So that's what I did. I didn't think I was going to get past the preliminary stage, and I received the email and the text. Hey, we want you to, you know, compete. Fill out your profile. So I'm like, oh, so, you know, I got tattoos. So I posted my tattoos. And, you know, some of them, yes, I was maybe a little naked, raunchy with my booty at, but that's where my tattoos at. So I posted my pictures, and I'm actually standing in second place right now. So for the first time, I'm actually in second place.
Okay, so Helen, When we do the 2023 Luxuria calendar photo shoot, because we got to shoot our photo shoot for the calendar for next year. I just want you to know you will have to be a model now.
That's no problem. I have actually, from people seeing my pictures, I've actually had people who voted for me. They want me to, one of them want me to come to Washington to do a photo shoot free.
Oh,
I'm just like, what? Wait. So, yeah, so it's a lot going on. I'm actually in the works of doing a photo shoot, me and my homegirl putting together for my tattoos for my profile. So, yeah. Most definitely,
okay.
I'm with it.
Listen, you gotta tell Focus to come back through the show too, because Buddy dropped the track and I like it. It came out on Spotify.
I'm gonna have to hit him up.
Yeah, he had a little track that dropped in 2021. Yeah, because, you know, listen, because, you know, I was over there listening to Love Languages, and then it was like, oh, well, if you listen to this track in 2021, this song came out. I was like, well, fuck, Focus in East Holiday. You're supposed to drop that on the Big Bad and Friends show.
So what I need you to do is, the link is on my Facebook page. If you could go vote for your girl, it would mean the world to me, baby.
Do I get to see the picture with the booty hole?
Oh, my. The pictures are up there for the world to see, dog. The pictures are up
the
there for the world
hole.
To see.
The whole booty hole. Hey, if y'all go on DJ's Roundtable, Helen, production manager, share it to DJ's Roundtable. It is on DJ's Roundtable. It'll be there within the next couple of minutes. Please, let's go vote for our girl Helen, a.k.a. Lucy, a.k.a. the owner of Fallen Angels Cosmetics, a.k.a. one of my favorite and dear friends that come onto the Big Bath and Friends show, our favorite co-host and yours. Let's give her a little bit of love. All right, y'all, we got to get into what we doing, what day it is. It is time for us to get into what day it is. So, hey, y'all, let's go ahead and clap it up for what day it is. Because we're going to mess with DJ AJ, too. I hope he don't think he's just going to come on the show and just get away just free and all that.
He was showing booty
holes,
too. Oh, sorry.
Oh, he
hell
through?
No.
Oh, DJ AJ showing booty hole too? Okay.
No, hell
booty
no.
Hole.
Big booty holes, pump with it. Doom, 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 doom. Like, don't get me started. Today is, God damn, I can't see this, production manager. What the fuck did you do to me? What's today? The 19th? God damn, I can't read this hieroglyphic she sent me. All right, so today is World Quark Day. I don't. That's a food and beverage. I don't even know what the fuck that is. Today is Tenderness Towards Existence Day. Where the fuck did you find this shit at? National Tin Can Day. National Popcorn Day. Okay, I can mess with that one. National Museum Selfie Day. See, y'all making up shit. This ain't real. This ain't
real.
Good. Okay, ooh. In honor of my business, listen, guys, do me a favor. And I know you guys don't really support me like that, but if you support me today, do me a favor. I'm going to give you my website. I've never asked y'all to promote me, but I don't have no job no more. I just got my business only. Like, Helen, you know when they be like, ooh, you really got to promote yourself because you ain't got no job. Y'all, this is what I do for real. So,
baby, I'm trying to tell you because it's been real.
Go on your any app you want to and go www.securebygoldengines.com. Go put my shit out there. Tell them I'm doing stuff.
Y'all heard?
Here's why. Let me say this, guys. Let me say this, because one of the things that Helen will tell you is throughout the pandemic, I looked at everything that I was doing. We was working. And people, listen, for anybody who believes that what I'm about to say is a lie, Helen will attest to it. DJ AJ can attest to it. The production manager can attest to it. You can ask any of my friends who know me. But you ain't seen. You can't. Don't tell somebody, hey, I know what kind of car he owns, because I ain't never owned no car. Every service that I have ever provided to anybody, I have either walked or I have rode a bike or I've rode some type of public transportation to get there. I have never done what I've done for people in a car that I have ever owned.
So
So with that being said, if you can go out there and support random people, we got to learn how to support our own. If you know a local owned grocery store, go in there. Stop supporting these businesses that don't live in y'all neighborhood. Stop supporting these businesses that don't look like y'all. If they just want to hire employees, go somewhere else. Stop supporting these big chain companies that ain't helping y'all get real jobs and getting real earnable wages in y'all community. Because there's money that's out there. All right, guys, we're going to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we're going to do birthdays. I'm going to dedicate this song right here to DJ AJ and Helen, because
yes,
they be out here showing big old booty holes, okay?
Cause we ain't playing. I'm talking to all my people, cause what I'm saying is,
in case you ain't knowing, in case you ain't heard, and if you want us to send it, just give me the word. This one goes down to my soldiers that be flipping them birds. The all my shorties wiggers and they're shaking their curves.
We'll make it clap. We'll make it clap. We'll make it clap.
Oh, snapper, look at shorty shaking it and making it clap. Booty big, poking out like 20s on the lap. When I give it to her, shorty know how to do it back. And be banging to the beat, sometimes we overlap. Scream, y'all reload your blows and your tight jeans. Let me lick it down, dip it with the mic. Scream, y'all holla, holla my name when I fly. Jeans, thunderstorm, ring, keep that light. Jeans, hold me tight, see my trinity, man grinding, man grinding, man grinding. Y'all dip and bounce, start whining.
We got flow.
We got trouble, what we driving.
Look at the cue.
I'm a shipper, I'm blinding, I'm blinding, I'm blinding. It's like that, make it clap now.
In case you ain't knowing, in case you ain't heard. And if you want us to sell it, just give me the word. This one goes down to my soldiers that be flipping them birds. The homo shorties wigger and they're shaking their curves.
We'll make it clap. We'll make it clap. We'll make it clap.
Welcome to the Big Bap and Friends Show. We are back. Man, bring Helen, bring DJ AJ back because we still got stuff to get to. We're going to do birthdays real quick. Before we do birthdays, though, man, we got to do a promotion, man, because I know we got DJ AJ in the building. DJ AJ, what you got going coming up? Give me a promotion. I know you got something going down fire.
Man, listen, what up, man? I got the 360 photo booth coming out right now.
is out and about doing his thing. I got a wedding coming up next month. You know, and I'm still waiting on our big birthday bash for you and for the radio station to happen, because, man, it's going to be going down.
Yo, listen, I just canceled Body Empowerment for February because I'm just really, like, here's my thing. I want to see what they put out for COVID. Like, once I get an understanding of COVID killing people or not, and it's not really, the death rate ain't what it is. That's the only thing I need to know. I need the death rate to go around. Once I know that death rate is down, baby, I'm telling you, it's on like butter popcorn. I'm out here. I can't kill nobody. That's just where I'm at. I'm not a person that like to see people die at my name, at my behest. So we're going to make sure that we keep people safe as we go. But, man, listen, if you can go be safe and go get your money, go get it. I am not telling nobody not to go get theirs. Just understand I'm coming. I'm just moving at a much slower pace than the rest of y'all. But just understand I'm right there with you. To give y'all an update, we actually did have our Luxuria Fantasy Creation Executive Board meeting, and we have, as a board, have decided that Masquerade Ball will be our first event of the year. So that is September. We will be working with anybody who wants to do anything throughout the year, so you can book us and all of our other businesses throughout the year. But our first signature event will be Masquerade Ball, so we will be starting to get contracts and sponsorship and everything together for that. So I'm going to tell you now, I'm going to tell y'all like I told people last year, that venue was already booked and paid for. So if you don't want to be a part, don't be a part. But I'm telling you right now, tickets is already on sale on Eventbrite. We will start going out and talking to people and building that up. And as those ticket prices go up, please don't be mad at me when they go to what they go to, because they just going to be what they're going to be, and they're going to be what they're going to be, because this is going to be a weekend of elegance. Friday, just so y'all can know, and then we're going to do what day it is. Masquerade Ball goes like this. DJ AJ Bender, he'll tell you it's a fly event now. You want to be in the building. So Friday night we have our private VIP pool party. You must either be a member of the photo, you must be a member of the Corner Pocket, a member of Luxuria, or a member of Deluxe to gain access to that event. If you're not a member of that, you can get a plus one invite. That is the only way you get access to that event. Saturday we will have classes and a dinner gala on Saturday, so you must come out in your finest and your cocktail. That will only be 100 people that will be there. We will also have an award ceremony that will take place with Saturday evening, and then we will culminate everything with Sunday evening Masquerade Ball. You must be in either a full tux or you must be costumed out in the thing, which will be Black Panther for this year. So don't say you didn't know. Don't say you haven't been warned. I'll make some advertisements. It'll all be there. Helen, you coming?
I'll be there. Sorry.
Ooh, Helen, what
you doing?
You ain't no booty hole.
Helen, you should get painted in latex.
Hold on. I mean, I paint myself. Let me shut up. Anywho, but Mr. DJ AJ, I was square up, bro. Square up, because you got to fight me now. What?
Good idea.
You leave me in my booty hole on. Okay.
Oh,
well, you
listen, Helen.
Girl,
you
see it?
Helen, I gotta add you. I gotta add you to the WhatsApp group. You ain't in the WhatsApp group right now.
See, what had happened was my WhatsApp minutes ain't free until after
Your WhatsApp minutes.
What the hell? I'm about to say, you gotta pay for WhatsApp. What the hell?
DJ AJ, I started looking for a rotary phone around this bitch the way she started
talking. I was going to say, what the hell have they been charging me for?
Listen, what in the sundial is going on around this bitch?
For real. Hey, listen, when you're a celebrity, Big Mac, when you're a celebrity, they start charging for everything. You know she's celebrity life now. Her status is different than ours.
You know. Y'all better recognize.
Listen. Hey, listen. One of the things that we will be having at Masquerade Ball, I actually signed her to my staff. I have this girl named Coco. She does rope bondage tying. So she's actually officially a part of my entourage.
I actually want to do that.
So at Body Empowerment. So on Friday at the private party, Helen, on Friday, anybody who wants to get tied and do any rope bondage, Coco will be in the building, so you can schedule an appointment time and you can get tied up and do some photo ops with that if you want to for yourself.
What the fuck is a rope
DJ AJ, hey, y'all just keep doing it the 305 way. I'm good. See, the 305, they different. They just nasty. Like they STD, Similac, baby, crackhead, meth, amphetamine.
Okay, I got you.
Y'all that kind of nasty. I'm talking about the adult adventurous kind of nasty. I don't want that kind of nasty. We in an elegant room. Like we over here and it's nice and it's plush and we doing some stuff and some feathers and other things might be there with it. See, that's okay. See, these niggas over here hitting people in the – see, they hitting girls in the back of the head with a nine and act like it's cute. Like, no, we not donkey punching nobody.
They like that shit, though. They like to get hit with the nine.
I love you, Jody. No, see, a real woman wants you to supple her nipple a little bit and rub and caress the rest of her body. She don't
exactly. –
like, she do want to get
exactly.
– like, she do want to get choked a little bit, but she don't want to get choked
a little
all
bit. Yeah. Exactly. She just want to stop breathing for a little second and then release.
Not a lot of bit, a little bit. So Coco will definitely be in the building. Y'all,
I watch. I ain't getting all that shit on me. I watch.
No, but when I tell you she's one of my favorite people because what she does with rope and her ability to contort, like, when she comes on the show, I'm going to have her explain it to you guys because it's an art form that you guys need to really, really learn. But real quick, let's do birthdays so we can close out that segment, and then I can see if I can get her on the line for the 10 o'clock hour. So let me do birthdays real, real, real quick, and then we will come back and see if we can get her on the line.
I hope Helen's still my friend.
Helen's still your friend.
I love you, DJ AJ.
So we're going to start with January the 17th, and we're going to work to today. On the 17th of January, we had the incomparable Miss Michelle Obama. We had one of the sexiest women to ever grace the planet Earth, Eartha Kitt. Damn, the 17th is a nice day. We have Muhammad Ali. We have Lil Jon. Yeah. We got Ray J, better known as Brandy's little brother.
Kim Kardashian.
We got the voice of God himself, James Earl Jones. This is why I tell people Capricorns are weird, because Capricorns are great on one hand, and then they just jump directly off the motherfucking cliff on the other one. Because listen to what we're gonna go into next now. So then you got Dwayne Wade. This all on the 17th now. Followed up by Steve Harvey. Followed by Shabba Ranks. And then we'll end it decently with the girl Shara J. I like her. She's been in a lot of good things. And she's about our age. She's in her mid to late 30s, but she's an up-and-coming riser, man. She's done a few good things. All right, we're going to jump over to the 18th. And again, just like always, Capricorns, y'all start off good. And then y'all just go weird on me. So here we go. Angela Winbush, January the 18th. Estelle, January the 18th. Jesse L. Martin, January the 18th, Elijah Cummings. January the 18th, Keisha Lance Bottom. January the 18th. See, y'all did good for one day. Y'all didn't go crazy. But we got to get to the last day of Capricorn season. It gets fun. Here we go. Sean Wayne. Lil Scrappy. Ken Lawson. Antoine Fuqua. If you are a fan of the NBA, you understand who this nigga is because he has gotten multiple Shaqtin Awards, Shaqtin a Fool Awards, JaVale McGee. If you are a wrestler, you also know this crazy motherfucker, Ron Killings. And then we know this killer because if you are from Houston, you know this man. If you are a frequent fan of Houston and you understand Houston subculture music, one of my favorite rappers of all time, y'all don't even understand. This man is on my personal Mount Rushmore of Southern rappers that don't get the credit that they should get, and that's my boy, Zero. Y'all don't know nothing about that right now.
Zero.
DJ, what you know? DJ AJ, what you know about Zero?
I don't know about Zero. I look him up though. See what you're talking about.
Oh, bro, you come on, man. As many times you done been to Houston and you don't know who Zero is?
Nope.
Oh, I'm a bro.
Houston music, brother.
Bro, man, listen, in the '90s and early 2000s, Zero was hey. Listen, when all the fuck actions and the Willie D's and Swisher House and all them boys was moving, Zero was a big part of that movement, boy. DJ AJ, I'm going to have to get your collection up, boy. I'm going to have to get your collection up. All right, y'all. Matter of fact, I'm going to take you old school now. DJ AJ, I'm going to put you on.
See what you got to do. Let me see what you're working with.
I'm going to put you on. We're going to take a quick commercial break after I put DJ AJ on tonight because he got to know about the Houston Chronicles, man. You can't be no DJ out here in these streets and not be giving it to him. Like, you got to.
Right now.
Huh?
I'm in class right now trying to learn.
Let me find a classic. I got you. Let me see. Here we go. We'll be right back. We're going down south. Hip hop.
Tough ass niggas and bullshit ass broads always got something to say about the next man and his household. Unable to get on top of their shit, they so worried about everybody else's. What you got and what you don't have and what they need to get. And if they emphasize their time on them, maybe they'll be a better person themselves.
That's you. And talk about your homie behind his back. Cause you always with him every location he be at.
That's you.
That be stealing from your mama. Knowing she be the only one at your side. Helping you through your drama.
That's you.
Selling crack but can't make no profit. Cause you smoking it up and you the same team to stop.
That's you.
They keep laying no without a rubber. Don't want to claim your baby. You make it hit the double. That's your baby's mother.
You.
A woman that's so deceitful, smiling at you from evil, making money to set up your own people. Throwing pussy at your homegirl's husband every evening. They're trying to convince her that he be cheating.
That's you.
Ain't a woman doing better than you are. So you smash her tires and bust all the windows out of car.
That's you.
They can't get over your ex-man. Quitting the problem with your previous relationship on the next man.
You ought to be ashamed of yourself. Cause a shell of a man playing games with yourself.
you. Making the real women look fake. Only hurting yourself with the decisions that you make. That's you. Oughta be ashamed of yourself. Cause a shell of a man playing games with yourself. That's you. Making the real women look fake. Only hurting yourself with the decisions that you make. That's you. That beat your kid. Cause somebody said he done something, but you don't even go see if he did. That's you. Still living in your parents' home. You got a good paying job, but won't even pay for the phone. That's you. With that unattractive attitude. People don't want to be around you because you be ruining their mood. That's you. That's thinking somebody owe you something. Ain't going to be satisfied until somebody show you something. Rolling your eyes and popping your neck because you with a hot roller, but homie only wants you for sex. That's you. Think you the shit because your body is tight. What you gonna do if God decides to change that overnight? That's you. That can't stay in the woman's place. To the man who can get you back so he can take his freedom away. That's you. That enjoy making people's lives hard. But when trouble come around your way, you go running the guard. You ought to be ashamed of yourself. That's the shell of a man playing games with yourself. That's you. Making your real women look fake. Only hurting yourself with the decisions that you make. That's you. Ought to be ashamed of yourself. That's the shell of a man playing games with yourself. That's you. Making your real women look fake. Only hurting yourself with the decisions that you. They get up every night to go out and jack. But you be what you sow, so don't get mad when it come back. That's you. They been out committing all that crime. Now you're suicidal cause you gotta do all that time. That's you. Spending all of your money on beer and blunts. And ain't got nothing on your bills from the first of the month. That's you. That don't care about how stupid you act. Man, I'm so glad I'm no longer living my life like that. That's you. Trying to fuck over people who work for you. Even with all of that money, ain't no peace on earth for you. That's you. Yeah, that's you that make the homeboys hate you. Can't go nowhere without a gun, cause you're nervous by nature. That's you. And send them out of jail on the same car. Get out and go do the same thing on the same boulevard. That's you. That's gonna end up in the funeral home. You barking your head, but I know you can't stand this. So that's you. Ought to be ashamed of yourself. That's the shell of a man playing games with yourself. That's you. Making your real feeling look fake. Only hurting yourself with the decisions that you made. That's you. Ought to be ashamed of yourself.
Man, if y'all don't know that track, y'all need to go get that track. That's called You by Zero. All the way out of the H-Town, baby. Listen, I told y'all, I've been a lot of places. I done hung out with a lot of great people and done a lot of great things. And speaking of Texas, I got something special for y'all. I got Coco on the line. Production manager, bring Coco in with all these random strangers that I got on this line. Let's go ahead and get Coco in here. Coco, welcome to Big Bap and Friends, because they got so many questions about what it is that you do, what it is that you does, and how you do it so elegantly. So please say good evening to the cast and the crew and the fans and the listeners of Big Bap and Friends.
Good evening, everybody.
Oh. She came in so Liberian. Oh, good evening, everybody. you still got your glasses on?
No, I took my glasses off.
Oh, because you sounded like you had your glasses on when you said, listen, the weirdest thing is like when you know how people talk and you hear certain vernaculars, like you question it. Because it's like, I know her, so it's like she has a certain way she holds her face when she talks with her glasses on. Because I've known her quite some time.
I do.
Quite some time. So listen, yeah. Y'all. Let me tell y'all one of my favorite things real quick, y'all. I've known her, man, how long have I known you?
Dude, since I was in elementary school.
Wow. Damn. It's a long time. So guys, I've known her since she was in elementary school. We're not going to say
and
how long ago that was. Ma'am, stop fucking.
Now, so.
Stop telling people that we're old. Fuck. Shit. I'm trying to be hip here, okay?
Hey, and you're only as old as you feel.
Let me be hip, okay? 21 minus something or another. I don't know. There's a lot of numbers going on in my head. I just you said elementary school and then 30s and like that's a lot of numbers. People can't count that far. But anyway,
we have known each other for quite a long time, and I've watched this young lady grow, fall. But what I've always loved about her was her dedication to her craft. And I've always told her your vision for what you do with your eyes and is able to translate with your hands, it was always going to be a skill for her. And I said, I don't know what you do with it, and I don't know how to tell you what to do with it, but continue to use your hands. And now you have a gift with rope. So I know Helen liked playing with rope, and DJ AJ has lost his fuck when we started talking about rope. So for those that know a little bit and for those who don't know nothing at all, give us a light general education about what it is that you do with your hands.
I pretty much take the body and whatever, like, your rope color that you like, and I mold it to your body to represent your personality, your aura, pretty much to represent you with you wearing nothing but rope.
Ooh, she said nothing but rope. So that means they got to get down to the skin clads of the skin claddiness, or can they be covered? Because what about those people who do still want to play with rope but are not comfortable getting fully nude?
It's best to, like, if you have, like, spandex shorts or, like, a sports bra or something on, that way I can still mold it to your body, but you still be covered and comfortable.
Okay. And what type of material is your rope usually made out of? And I know I'm asking, like, questions that are basic right now, but because I know we have people who are hypoallergenic and sensitive to everything under the earth. So tell us about the particular rope you use.
So, like, personally, I use silk rope because it doesn't rub as much, but I can also use nylon or polyester. I try to stay away from any rough rope, like wool and, like, what do you call it, like thatch type rope, because it cuts into your skin. And most people with allergic reactions will break out from those type of ropes.
Oh, so we have what we call a rope specialist.
Yes, I do trial and error on myself. I refuse to put any type of rope on anybody unless I've tried it on myself first.
Nice. And I'm a believer in that because, you know, with my business, the oils, that's one of the things I focus on is you have to try your products. You have to test your products on different people before you can really take it to market. I'm a big believer in a test market. So friends, family, et cetera. I think some people was like, listen, if you bring another thing over here, I'm going to fight you. So when we say creative, so what have you recently done and tried and played with in rope, whether it be on yourself or others? What are some of your recent new conquests in rope?
Actually, some of my current coworkers and ex-coworkers.
Oh, Lord.
yeah. They were interested in it, so they were my models. Also, some of my close friends, also myself. Pretty much, if I'm sitting at home and I'm bored, I play with rope.
Ooh. Ma'am, so you can't be using words like play with rope. You got some people over there you got some people at home right now. It's getting a little hot. Like, listen, y'all get you a drink.
I mean, calm down. I have tied up myself to the point to where I could not move.
Ma'am, stop. You're getting some people excited. They might like it. You don't understand. Like Helen is over there, production manager. Bring Helen in because I know her and DJ AG over there because I know they're a little hot and bothered and I know.
Look here, I'm over here screaming. It's me. I'm people. Tie me up.
Helen. So when the tickets go on sale for that, make sure you book your slot for that. Matter of fact, Helen, you'll be a part. You already know your role that you play, so you do
matter
what you
fact,
do.
Hold on, bump all that. Where you located at, baby?
I'm in Midland, Texas.
You know what? I'm coming to Texas.
Well, Helen, real talk. I was actually going to reach out to you because I need to do a photo shoot and I need to go to Texas.
Uh-oh.
So I was trying to see what your schedule looked like, because we may have to plan something between now and the summertime. It's no rush, but I need to we need to go to Texas, because I need to do a photo shoot. So we need to get together and see what your schedule is like, and what your budget need to be, so we can work out some details, because we need to do a Texas photo shoot, because we have a photographer out in Texas that we're going to work with. And we got a hairstylist. Oh, and another one of my good friends out there purchased the nightclub a couple of years back. So we're also going to do the VIP after party at the nightclub. So
okay,
we going to Texas, boo. You know they say they do big things in Texas. So we gonna see what big things look like. We got reasons to go to Texas. So Midland, Texas. Just know Big Bap and Friends show will be coming to y'all sometime within the next 6 months. We'll get a date to you, because we got stuff to do. So, Helen, you want to get tied up? What parts of your body you want tied up? I want to hear this.
Tie me all the way up. I need to see what that be like.
Oh.
Are you comfortable with your hands being tied behind your back?
Yes, Lord, I am. I mean, yeah. Ooh, hello, I was telling on myself.
DJ AJ, yes. You going to get tied up too?
Absolutely not. Said to Helen, I told you I'm going to watch. You don't know you can get me tied up if I'm super drunk, and I'm like, okay, whatever. But
I heard the whole conversation about the booty hole stuff, so yeah. I mean, we can do something.
That's
I
Helen,
can even tie
me.
You
That's
up
Helen.
With, you know, just saying. Because this is an adult show with the butt plug and stuff in. I'm very open. I got you.
Yes!
Oh, yes!
Oh, my God.
Okay, so when you tie me up, I want the emphasis put on my tattoos, because I got both my booty cheeks done on both sides. So I want...
Oh, I can do that.
I'm sorry. I'm getting... Yes! Oh, I'm sorry.
I can actually tie you up where your ass cheeks are open.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
Ooh.
I got to find me one of them fur booty clothes that has the fur tail. Ooh.
Oh,
I'm sorry.
There's
I got
all
excited.
Different types of ones. You can process the ears if you want to as well.
For those of you who would like to participate in that event, I will tell y'all now, that is for Friday only. You need to be here and in person Friday. And you must have your book ticket for Friday. Just letting y'all know, the tickets haven't gone on sale yet, but those are Friday's activities that they discuss.
I'm just a DJ.
Yes. I mean, don't be judging me if you see me dancing around to the music while I'm still tying people up. It's normal.
Nah, you good. You do what you got to do.
That's fine, because I may be tied
moving.
Up, but I'm going to still be rocking.
Yeah, listen, let me tell you, she's very great at what she does. I have seen her work, like recently over like the Christmas holiday break, she was working on what handles and stuff like that.
Yes.
And when I tell you, she was like, I have to see how to do the handles, because I want to make sure that if I do it, it doesn't hurt anybody, so if they want to be picked up, the handle can support their weight and the right. Like, as she was describing this to me, I'm like, you really love this. And so one of the things I told people as I go out here and I created, you know, what we was going to create, is I wanted to bring people who are real artists at what they do and teach people and show people and give people access to different things. Like, everything doesn't have to necessarily be sexual. There's an art to this as well. And so as people begin to, as you become an adult, you have to be able to say, okay, I can do this and I can learn something from it, as well as I can see the naked body and not lose my damn mind. Like, everybody claim they go to strip clubs now, so we should be able to be like adults a little bit, right?
Yeah, that's easy.
Oh,
I like going to a strip club so I can see some ass and titties.
Wow. Yes, Lord. I'm right there with Back. You, boo.
Am I the only person on the show that has never been to a strip club?
Wait, are you serious?
You tripping.
I guess so.
Are we taking you to a strip club?
No, we're not taking
you tripping,
club.
Brother. Yeah, we are.
I mean,
okay,
I might have accidentally blew one of my checks at a strip club.
Okay, so here's what I want. I'm going to ask several questions, and if you guys answer these questions right, then I will go to a strip club. Okay.
Okay.
Nope. Number one, what is the reason for going to a strip club?
Ass and titties.
To enjoy yourself
and
relax and look at all the ass and titties you want without
okay.
being criticized for doing so.
Have a drink. Chill, relax.
Number two. Have y'all met me? Everything that y'all just said about life is what I do.
It don't matter.
I'm not finna go pay people when I hang out.
You don't have to pay it. You ain't got to pay all the time. Sometimes you just
got to pay to get in.
Exactly.
Dudes got to pay a cover charge. I ain't no unless you a known commodity in the neighborhood, you paying that cover charge to get in that door.
Yeah, that ain't nothing.
You
that
right? Because I ain't never paid
and
to
get
so,
in. Pay to get
well,
in,
I'm
pay for some drinks.
Sir, I don't pay to go to clubs. What I'm not finna damn sure pay is to go see naked people when we got a
so
free
we'll,
new.
We'll pay for you. We'll pay for you. Don't worry. We'll
You're
pay
not
for
paying
you.
For me.
We
First
got
of all, sir, you better go ask. Listen, you better go ask my best friend what happened to me when she took me out for my engagement for my bachelor party. We was in there for all of 8 minutes, and she was like, "I ain't never taking your ass out ever again, nowhere." First of all, sir, I need my women to not be sweaty when I get there, and so I know they working. So that's already gonna fail for me because I know they're working, and I don't want your vagina or nothing gyrating on me when you've been twerking it extremely hard. Because I know me, I like to see a woman up close and personal, and so I don't want the euphoria of every nigga in that bitch plus cigarettes and weed smell on you.
Okay.
Now I like to see him work the pole. That's my favorite part. The only females I pay attention to is the ones that actually
We could get a pole class for that. We are not going to strip
Baby,
club.
Baby, I got a pole in my bedroom. What are you talking about?
Bedroom.
I got one.
You see what I'm saying?
Listen.
You said pole
class? No, ma'am. Listen, I got friends that got poles in their trunks.
Okay.
Like, I'm just saying, I can't. Like, no. Listen,
I got a spreader bar set.
First of all,
fuck a spreader bar.
Listen, I don't even understand how people making money for being naked and fucking online. Because I'm just like, yo, bro, this is nothing new. Everybody, listen, y'all still just fucking. Oh, I'm getting paid, but you just fucking. Like, I'm sorry, fucking is for fun or for pleasure. I am not getting paid for fucking. No disrespect to all the women of the industry who do what they do. I'm not mad at y'all, to all the fellas of the industry, and to all the pronouns of the industry, because, listen, everybody want to be credible now, so I'm going to give it to all of y'all that do what y'all do in the industry. As much as I wanted to be a porn star, the one thing that I just realized is, like, don't get me wrong, I'm not ashamed of anything that I've ever done, and I know that I've been out there sexually, and so my information is out there sexually, so I don't give no fuck. Because like, ain't nobody going to come back and say, hey, he wasn't good at what he do. So your mama's a man if you say it and you're lying. But I can't, man. Like, I'm just like, for you, like, listen, this is why I got, people don't understand why I got so mad at the pandemic. Listen, DJ AJ will tell you, when I say slang oils, I carry oils with me everywhere, and DJ AJ will tell you, and they're going to see me pull up to all types of places on a bike. And I got, listen, I had girls literally
going off on me during the pandemic. Nigga, if you ain't going to subscribe to my motherfucking OnlyFans page, nigga, fuck you. Yo, shorty, why I got to support you naked?
But sometimes they don't even be naked. They just be showing their feet.
Bruh, listen.
I mean, I don't want to say nothing about no OnlyFans.
But it ain't just OnlyFans. Bro, Snaps, listen, bro, I don't even like Snapchat if I don't know the person. We ain't even going to talk about Twitter, like, because Twitter is just porn. Like, I hate Twitter. Because I can't get on that without seeing some type of Insta-something model on that bitch. Instagram is only good for business. It's like, my thing is, and this is where I guess I differ. Yes, I'm a freak. Yes, I love sex. Yes, I love nudity. But where's the bitches that can hold a conversation? And I'm not calling you a bitch because I know you. Like Cat Williams said, I'm saying bitch because I don't know all the women of the world. But those are the women that I'm looking for. I want to have an intellectual conversation. Can we talk about that bird there? Can we look that bird up and talk about why it's indigenous to wherever the fuck it's from?
Well, strippers these days are smarter. Back in the day, they didn't know the ABC.
Well,
so they
fuck strippers. I'm talking about regular women.
Oh, okay. We are wearing the women now. Okay, got it.
Bruh. I'm talking, bruh, like, listen. I literally am listening to women right now who are from the age of 18 to whatever say the dumbest shit to me possible. I'm going to give you three things that was told to me in the last 2 weeks from women. One woman told me that there's nothing that a man can teach a woman.
That's a lie.
That was one statement
that
was told to me by, and that's a woman who's known me almost half of her life. Okay? Another woman tried to convince me that a man is required to take care of a woman if he wants to entertain that woman in any type of way.
That's also a lie.
Really? Required.
What's a big word? Required.
And I'm just, and these are conversations that I'm having with women who have ascertained nothing in life, and they think that because they have money or because they have social media fame or because that they can tell somebody to kiss their ass, that means something. And I'm like, when all of that money and all of that fame and all of that runs its course and you still have the rest of your life to live, then what?
Well, looks aren't everything because sooner or later those looks are going to be gone.
Yes, that's a fact.
First off, I'm sexy and ugly, so I don't really know what to tell nobody.
I agree. Me too. I'm sexy and ugly.
I can't even say you're wrong, and this is coming from another woman's standpoint, because I agree. I mean, I'm just as brutal with men as I am with women that, yeah, we got to do better, because our younger generation is fucking up.
Oh,
they
dumber
than a box of
rocks. They all fucked up.
Yeah,
but
they
don't want to listen either.
No.
No, they don't.
Here's a combination of why it's fucked up. I'm going to give you two things. It's fucked up, one, because they don't know. But it's also fucked up, two, because we haven't done a good job at us reaching them at an early age. We've relied on the teachers. We've relied on entertainment. We've relied on technology. We've relied on public education. We've relied on everything to do our job. And so the reason why our kids don't know is because we haven't sat down and taught them. Like right now, my daughter understands cleaning up at 2 because every day she watches her dad clean up.
Oh, yeah, my eyes know that.
You see what I'm saying? But how many kids at 14, 15, 16 years old is going to look at you like cleaning up because, one, they never seen it, and then because they never seen it, they never mimicked it, so you couldn't reinforce it. So now you don't understand where the problem lies. The problem didn't lie because they can't do it. The problem lies because you never showed it nor reinforced it, and it can be positive and or negative. It's up to you.
Yeah, facts.
Mm-hmm. So we're complaining, oh, so-and-so didn't do this or so-and-so didn't do that. Right now, DJ AJ, how many kids you got?
12.
How many?
No, I got
Nigga, did you say 12? listen, I had to listen. I almost fell through the table. Did you say 12, sir?
That made my uterus curl up. God,
listen,
no, I ain't
bro,
got
listen,
no 12 kids, man.
Listen, I can tell you right now. Listen, every woman on here, unless she African, Native American, or just want a massive ass family, was like, he ain't even attractive no more. If he was.
Nah, man. I got a good two-piece.
Two-piece? Nigga, you can't even breathe in a woman's direction. Oh, that's twins, daddy.
That's all right.
I'm not playing with y'all, man. Anyways, y'all, let's get back into this, y'all, because we got less than 30 minutes. So we're going to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we're going to check in with everybody and see what they got going on, and then we're going to wrap it up with Black People Are Dope, and then we're going to give our positive word of the day, because I am a believer in doing that as well. We must always be able to give people just a little bit of love, because some people missing it. Some people really need somebody to just come in and hold them down and tell them that everything is going to be okay. Like, don't think because you are good and don't think because you are in a position to be okay that some people aren't just sitting away dealing with what they got to deal with and getting their minds together. Like, sometimes it's okay to go sit by the ocean. Sometimes it's okay to go sit by the lake. Sometimes it's okay to sit under the tree. Sometimes it's okay to go sit in the grass. Sometimes it's okay to sit in the park. Sometimes it's okay to sit in the car. Sometimes it's okay to sit in the bathroom and just get what you got to get off of you. Sometimes it's okay to sit away lonely.
Get away.
For the record, man, Boyz II Men don't get enough credit. I think there's more groups that get way more credit than Boyz II Men get, but that's just my personal opinion. All right, y'all, let's bring everybody back in here. Real quick, before we bring everybody back in here, let me do Black People Are Dope. let me do that real quick. Let me pull this up. I'm not going to go into all of this person's accolades. Of course, this has to be a living person. This person's birthplace is Nigeria. They was born January 16th, 1959. They gained modest recognition as a fashion designer and a part-time model. Prior to joining the band Pride in the early 1980s, after gaining attention as a performer, this person went on to secure a record contract with Epic Records in 1983. The band then released an album, Diamond Life, a year later, which became one of the best-selling albums of an era. It was also the best-selling debut ever by a British female vocalist. It also gained wide world critical acclaim and is largely considered one of the best albums of all time. Soon after, they released Promise, which was also a resounding critical commercial success, topping the UK album chart-topping, becoming the band's first album to debut atop the Billboard's 200. It later earned quadruple platinum certification in the U.S. and reached platinum across Europe. It also earned the group a Grammy Award for Best New Artist in 1986. Their following two releases, I'm not going to say right now because you'll begin to know who this person is, were also critically and commercially successful. However, the band would go on a hiatus after the lead singer had a child and experienced widespread media coverage during the period of unsubstantiated claims of mental health and addiction issues. After a spell of 8 years without an album, this person came back with what is considered one of the greatest albums of all time. But if you don't know who I'm already talking about, I'm just going to go ahead and stop you short there and just let you know that I am talking about the incomparable Sade.
if you don't know who she is, if you don't know who her voice is, if you don't know her music, I am not saying that there's anything wrong with you, and I'm not saying that you have become a bad or a negative person in my life, but I would recommend you go find just one of her albums and listen to it. Even if you don't get through all of the songs, just find the most popular song on that album and listen to it. It will change something, and it will do something for your life. All right? So I got these ladies on here. I want to catch up with them before we go. Miss Helen, I will say I've already shared your thing earlier today, but in the morning, guys, if you're listening to my voice, in the morning when the sun rises on the East Coast, the link will be on my page. Go and support Helen. Go vote for her. This is our co-host. This is our friend. So let's make sure that we love on her. Let's make sure that we support her. Let's make sure that we do everything that we can do to make sure that she gets the success. So, Coco, you are an official member of our Luxuria Fantasy Creations. So I will make sure that people know that if you email Luxuria and you want to book Coco for any engagement, let us know. We will get her booked and we will get her to your area. Understand that her booking fee and all of that comes with her and security, because she cannot travel alone with the type of business that she participates in, because some of y'all are crazy and loco. So if you're bringing her, just know she does travel with the plus one, because she will have security that will be supplied by us at all times. So let's make sure that we are doing things safe and having fun. Coco, Helen, DJ AJ has left us, guys. He has other things that he has to attend to, but I thank my DJ for being on the show. If you are looking for a DJ, he does book Palm Beach and Florida, but he is also a national DJ. So if you need him to travel, please reach out to him. You can go find him on Facebook. Just Google at Dirty DJ, at DJ, Dirty DJ, DJ AJ. So just at that, find it, and you'll find him. If you know him personally, I'm not going to give his first and last name, because I don't believe in giving people's first and last name. So go find his fan page. Go find him. They are the Dirty DJs. His name is DJ AJ, and they are good at what they do, but he's my personal DJ. Helen, Coco, y'all still with me?
Yes, we are.
What's up?
Oh, Lizzie Bapp said hello to everybody, too. When I said, are y'all still with me, she said, yeah, back in the booth. So Lizzie Bapp is with us, too, y'all. Just know the CEO is in
hey,
the building.
Hey, my Leo twin.
Hello.
Ain't no Leo twin nothing. I'm going to throw her.
Don't do her.
You're going to get in trouble.
Y'all, but I want to say this, man, because I have pushed you guys all my life, and I want to tell you both, I am so proud of all of your accomplishments, and I am so proud of what you guys will continue to do in the future. So before we get out of here, Helen knows what we do. Helen knows how we do it. So since my host has not been here in a while, I'm going to let her go first. So, Christina, you can see what we do and how we do, Coco, and you can take us out with that. But, Lucy, give it to us. Do what we do. Do what we do. Give the people that promise the world of the day, because we ain't been here. So you, hold on. Don't just jump in early. You got to put some baby oil on them. You got to rub them up nice and glisten them. You got to make them feel good.
Look here, baby. I was over here licking my lips and everything. I was getting ready.
Ooh, go ahead, give it to them.
Nah, man. My word for the night, man. Have confidence in yourself. Don't let nothing nobody say get in the way of nothing. Don't let nobody tear that down. Build yourself up. Focus on you, and push for anything you want to do, man. You can do it.
Ooh, hey, the way you said that, I almost believed it.
Baby, I know this is for true and it's for fact.
Listen, I had to put that country draw on it. I almost believed it.
I'm not going to play with you, man. Helen, thank you for coming back home. We missed you. Heal up. I know you've been dealing with a little bit of sickness as well, so heal up. You know, whenever you want to, the show is here. And come in. You're welcome anytime. We are back Wednesday, Friday, and Sunday. We will be holding off on Friday shows right now, but we will continue to do Wednesday and Sunday. And we will let you know when we will bring back the Friday shows. But Wednesdays and Sundays, we will be here. Miss Coco, give the people a positive word of the evening.
Positive word. Let's see. Stop being somebody that everybody else wants you to be and be yourself. And, like, this piggybacks off of what she said of having confidence in yourself. Be who you are. If they don't like it, then they ain't meant to be in your life. That's all I can say.
When I was a very, very, very young man, one of the craziest situations that I ever encountered was watching a man put his hands on my mom. And one of the craziest things that most children say that they didn't do was they didn't respond. They were afraid. The very first time that I saw someone put their hands on my mom, I had the wherewithal and I had the mental capacity to realize I could not do anything to that person because I wasn't big enough. But my mind and my heart wasn't afraid to go get help. The situation cannot be too big that you can't go seek help. The situation can't be so dire that you can't ask for help. The situation can't be so bleak that you can't believe that help exists. If what you've gone through is so traumatic that you can't get help, then understand you're still a part of the problem, just like the person who's hurting you. Because in order to get help, you have to seek shelter and you have to seek refuge in a safe place. So find that safe person, find that safe situation, find that safe house, find that police officer, find that social worker, find that caseworker, find that teacher. Find that neighbor. Find help. But when you go get help, don't lie about the help. Get help. Tell them the issue. You cannot get help if you hide. You can't get help if you tell half of the truth. Ask for it. If you are expecting someone to help you, you won't get help. If you assume someone is going to help you, you will not get help. Help is literally a matter of you saying, believing, and understanding with your entire heart that not only are you asking for help, but that you believe that not only will help come and not only will help show up, but help will help. And help will not judge, help will not ridicule, and help will not destroy you. Because simply, help is only designed and its only purpose in life should be to help. If they have any other reason, any other purpose in mind, they're not help. They're a person fulfilling a want. God bless y'all. Good night.
People ask if I'm in love with you, because I'm sitting here with your picture and trying to myself. And I can't hold my own heart for you. Now I see this for my body, and I'm just and I think it.
Yeah. What a feeling of vulnerability coming over me, and I'm feeling weak, and I can't breathe. Never thought I'd be open so willingly, so I do a thing without their abilities, but let me see. Let me see. Let me go to
I'm